Trade tensions have pumped the brakes on the world's second largest economy. Today we learn that China's economic growth rate is the lowest it's been in nearly three decades. Other equally consequential stats coming out of Beijing today, China's birth rate fell to its lowest mark in more than half a century. So an aging population, fewer workers in the pipeline, this could put severe strains on the Chinese and global economy. I'm joined by Mei Fong from the Center for Public Integrity in Washington. She's the author of the book One Child. This is a little surprising. I mean, in 2015, the Chinese government ended its one-child policy and began allowing couples to have two children. There was a two-year increase right after, but 3 years in a row now, births in China are down. How did this all happen?
Well, Marco, it isn't really surprising if you think of it. China is experiencing in a very extreme form of what many other countries are, which is slow birth rates, which is, you know, very much a result of smaller family size, rising living costs, women working outside the home, a whole variety of issues. The reason why China is so extreme, of course, is because of the one-child policy, because in addition to all those factors I listed above, you also throw in 30 years of nonstop propaganda telling you that smaller families are best. So it's very hard to reverse the tide because of this.
What was the argument for smaller families are best in China?
Well, it was mainly an economic argument. China's leaders told the population that if they didn't severely restrict their family size, they weren't going to develop economically. And, you know, for many, many years, Chinese families kept hearing things like 一个孩子最最好, which means one child is absolutely the best. You can't expect that mindset to change automatically overnight.
The one-child policy has also been blamed for creating a severe gender imbalance in China, where males outnumber females by more than 30 million out of a population of 1.4 billion. Remind us why that happened.
Well, when you restrict family size, then it becomes a question of forcing families to make choices. And because China is a very patriarchal society, many families opted for economic and social reasons to make that one child a boy. Fast forward 30 years and you have a single bachelor population that is bigger than all of California.
Mm. And critics say that one-child policy led to forced abortions, female infanticide, the underreporting of female births. Those critics say it's been terrible for women. Has China taken measures to correct that and reverse the gender imbalance and what many women say is oppression?
Well, actually, with the issue of the plunging birth rates, the question becomes whether China will have to resort to the stick again to raise its birth rates as it has done to reduce its birth rates, whether it goes back to the playbook. Now, obviously, there are a lot of indications that economically active women are facing a lot of backlash as a result of the falling population. There's a lot of workplace discrimination. People don't want to hire women now on the off chance that they may have more than one or two children. There's a lot of society pressure to tell women that they will be unwanted, unloved, left on the shelf if they don't get married and have children as quick as possible.
Going back to 1979, when the one-child policy was first introduced, until now, Mei Fong, how would you say it has affected Chinese society the most?
Well, I think one of the biggest problems is the aging issue. The problem with China is they've undercut one of the big pillars to support an old age, which is family support. So what we are looking in future is a major public health disaster, severe effects on economic growth for China going ahead. And none of those things are going to be easily solved, and they are definitely going to happen. Right now, the dependency ratio in China is something like 4 working adults to 1. In a matter of 2 decades, it's going to shrink to 1.5 adults supporting every elderly person. And all this means is Beijing is either going to have to grow the population organically, which, as results show, isn't really happening, or it's going to have to import population, which is something historically it has never done.
Mei Fong is at the Center for Public Integrity. She's also the author of One Child. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks, Marco.